7:38 at WGCL. Every Thursday morning, we check in with Ivy Tech. And Keith, this morning, we run into...
We've got Paul Daly, who's the Artistic Director of the John Waldron Arts Center and also the Dean of Fine Arts at Ivy Tech.
Hello, Paul. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Keith, for having me on this morning.
You guys got a busy day at Ivy Tech today, as Keith told us, with the Mandela Fellows in town as well. That's an exciting time. What else has happened that we need to be aware of, Paul?
Oh, boy. We've got a lot going on. So right now, for Center for Lifelong Learning, we have our summer camps going on, and that's a multitude of camps. We have Ivy Arts for Kids. We have College for Kids, which has events like Minecraft, real-life Minecraft, so you create something in Minecraft and then create it in real life. We have rocketry. We have magic. We also run summer camps with the Bloomington Playwrights Project, and later this summer we're going to have Camp Invention. Actually, this year we have more campers than we've ever had. We have about 420 students that were registered before camps even started this year.
Are you fully subscribed, Paul, or can people still get in any of those camps?
We're getting pretty full, but there are still a few camps that have some openings.
Okay. And then what about the season that you guys did? You're doing live theater as part of Ivy Tech now. It's not just Cardinal that's at John Waldron.
That's right. We have a season every year. We're entering our sixth season, and this year we have Edward Albee's The Zoo Story coming up at early September, and then we have Sweeney Todd at the end of October. We're actually going to have a special Halloween performance of that, and it's our first musical for our Ivy Tech students. And then in the spring, we're going to do All in the Timing, which is our first flat-out comedy. So it's a season of firsts for us.
That's pretty intense stuff for a community college, Paul.
It is. I don't disagree.
Well, good for you. So you've got the other thing that's down there, because anyone that knows about, what is it, First Friday, knows about the galleries and the gallery walks and things like that. How does that play into what you're doing at Waldron?
So the galleries are an important part not only of what we do at the Waldron, but what we do with our fine arts students. So partially this helps us teach our students not only the artistic side of the world, but the business side of the art world. So they learn how to curate their shows, how to install their shows, and then they are present for their shows. We do two student shows a year, and the attendance for those has grown considerably since we first started. We actually hit a record high of 1,086 students last year for just our student shows. And then we also work with the culinary students, and they bring over treats for First Friday. So we get to show off not only what our fine arts students are doing, but what our culinary students are doing as well. And those treats are free to everyone, 5 to 8, the first Friday of every month, and they are delicious.
Paul,
we also are able to have professional artists who are in our galleries talk to our students.
Mm-hmm.
So for through artist talks. I'm sorry, you were about to say
Well, that. I was going to ask you, with all that you have going on there, you have taken over a program essentially that didn't exist and built it to what it's today. Talk about how many theater-related classes, fine arts-related classes you now have on the schedule and what they are.
Them alphabetically.
Yeah.
We've got quite a few classes. So we have, for the visual arts, we have ceramics, drawing and painting, color theory, art history, sculpture, 3D design. We also introduced this past year a new class, illustration, so that you can learn the basics of graphic novels, comic books, creating a character for a video game.
Wow.
We also have core advanced techniques and jazz and modern for dance. We have intro to theater, intro to production, and intro to acting for theater. And then we have music appreciation as well as music theory.
And you have a dance studio in the new building.
We do. It's a beautiful new space.
Keith says it like he's been over there, like he's been dancing.
Well, not dancing, but I've seen the studio.
Keith and I dance there every Thursday.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Is that the Macarena? Is that for lunchtime? Is that what goes on there? The Paul Daly's our guest this morning. He checks in from Ivy Tech. He's the dean of the Fine Arts School there. And how is that new building working out, Paul? Did you get everything you needed in the expansion?
Well, it's hard to say you've gotten everything you needed.
Spoken
well,
like a true dean.
I guess it's harder to say everything you wanted, but I think we got everything we needed. So it's been a beautiful space. It's fantastic. If you haven't been to see it, you should go out there. Gorgeous new art spaces, as well as a gorgeous new lecture hall, a beautiful new culinary space. New technology wing. I mean, it's fantastic.
Now, we know the culinary spot maybe took the longest to get up and running. Are you guys doing the cafe coming up anytime?
Yes.
Is that coming up
It'll
later?
It'll be back.
All right.
Back this fall. And the public will be able to come out there and enjoy a culinary
meal.
Hey,
I'm the public. I'll be out there.
Paul, you wanted to mention something about the partnerships that you have to develop because of what you're doing out there?
Yeah, I mean, we have a long list of partnerships, and oftentimes they're only 1 or 2 years, but I mean, just to talk about a few of the partnerships that we have year after year that we're very proud of. We have National Society of Arts and Letters, who displays in both our galleries and our performance space. We have Lotus, who's in there, Bloomington Playwrights Project, Limestone Comedy Fest, MCCSC in particular. We also work with Fairview and the Academy, although we do have MCCSC as a whole in there for our Youth Art Month. Limestone Symposium, WFHB. I mean, we partner with a lot of people around town, and we're very excited about that.
Great job as always, Paul. We know we got a busy day. The Mandela followers are out there. We saw that great story in the paper this morning. Keith is heading that way shortly to, what are we doing today?
We're emceeing a panel out there today.
Cool. Who's on your panel?
We have four of the community service kinds of people. We got Community Kitchen, Boys and Girls Club, Beverly Callender Anderson, Jeff Baldwin, those kinds of people that are out there and doing things.
Help them out. Help them out. Paul, great job as always, my friend. And if we would like more information, where is the best way to find it all?
So about the Waldron and our fine arts program, it's best to go at ivytech.edu/Waldron or call 330-4400.
And ask for Keith. You'll get right where you need to go.
No, ask for Paul. He'll be able to tell you.
All right, Paul, great job as always. We appreciate your time, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, guys.